Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
My laptop picked the worst time to break. Between getting the house ready for showings, taking care of all my work, and watching the girls, I've really needed things to go smoothly. But my laptop just quit. The good news is I was planning on replacing it, so I had the savings. But with a business conference coming up next month, I had to speed up my timeline. I needed to get a laptop that could handle all my work, had a good battery life, and would last for years. Sounds easy, right? If you haven't gone shopping for a laptop recently, I will say there are plenty of options, but sorting through them and honing in on the best one for you and your budget, well, it can be an adventure. In today's episode, I'll share figuring out the kind of laptop you need. We'll look at sites to check out for deals, and I'll mention a few apps that can save you money. While we're looking at buying a laptop, I hope you can use these tips the next time you make a big tech purchase. So as I started out my laptop search, I saw a ton of options, and the sellers weren't making it really easy to sort through it. There were so many things to decide between, such as the processor. You know, just looking at Intel's options, did I want a mobile, an i3, i5, or i7 processor? I was looking at data storage. Did I want a solid state or a hard drive? And memory, how many gigabytes did I need to get the job done? And since this is a personal finance podcast, my budget was a key factor. I knew what I had and I wanted to stick with it. Now, instead of going over the nitty-gritty of all the possible specs, which would be out of date in a short matter of time, I want to highlight that shopping by function can help you get better value with your purchase because you're going after what you need versus unnecessarily paying for bells and whistles that you rarely, if ever, would use. So, let's start off with a question. How are you planning on using your tech? For me, I knew I needed a laptop that was portable and could handle my office work wherever I go. I have two little ones, so a light but sturdy model would be practical. Ultrabooks fit with my needs, so I then had to make a consideration on the specs. I skipped on the mobile processor because of my typical workload. That said, I didn't need the top-of-the-line i7 for the job, which worked out well because a lot of those were outside my price point. Seeing that there was a huge difference between disk space with solid-state drives and hard drives, I'm talking about a terabyte for hard drives versus 256 gigs for solid-state drives, I went to my husband, who's a software developer and has tried out several laptops for work, about his thoughts. My apologies, as I'm not a tech expert, but from what I gathered, the reason for the huge difference between the two is how the data is written. Hard drives store data by writing them on a disk via magnetism. Solid-state drives is flash memory. It's the same that you have on your smartphones. Provided it doesn't get damaged, you can keep writing on hard disk drives, and for the same price point, you get a lot more storage capacity. On the downside, with the moving parts, if your laptop gets bumped a lot, it may get damaged and you can have data loss. The advantages with solid-state drives include faster read and writing, less power needed to run, which can prevent overheating, and they're more durable than hard drives when it comes to day-to-day bumps. There is a limit to how many times you can write to it. However, for the typical user, you'll probably upgrade before it becomes an issue. Based on what I learned and knowing that my laptop would need to be able to handle my less than ideal travel conditions, I went with a solid state drive. You may be listening to this and have a completely different idea on what you want because you have different needs. and you're going to have a different answer than me, and that's fine. Because before you hand over your hard-earned money, you should feel confident about the purchase. But how do you whittle down which laptop model is the right one for you? Once you've nailed down the features and specs you need and want, go ahead and pick two or three possible contenders and start comparing them. If you want to learn more about the laptop specs, here are a few of my favorite sites to check out. My go-to, first of all, is Consumer Reports. Before you make a big purchase, it really pays to look it over to see how reliable it is. Amazon is another one. It has a ridiculous amount of choices, but the feature I'm thinking right now is the user reviews they have. It's a good idea to see if there are any problems that keep coming up with buyers. And speaking of reviews, I'd also recommend Newegg. My husband and I have found some great deals there. And like Amazon, there are plenty of reviews that can give you a better idea of what to expect. If you're online often, you're probably familiar with sites like Engadget, Ars Technica, and Lifehacker. They have knowledgeable staff and communities, so you might want to review their buying guides that they put out every season and look at the comments on them. I reviewed all of these sites for my laptop, and afterwards I settled with the ZenBook as my top pick. It had the features I needed, and it was available at the price range I could afford. Before you check out and make a purchase, there are a few sites and apps you might want to look over to make sure you're getting the best price. First up is RetailMeNot. If you're shopping online, at the very least, go ahead and try to find some coupon codes. Use RetailMeNot's search feature to see if you can get some discounts and free shipping. You can also look at offers.com. I had done an episode a while back about online shopping and included them. They're still handy. You can keep that window open at checkout and then look through their site to make sure you're getting a low price. Honey. This isn't a site, it's a browser extension. And what it does is, as you're in checkout, it will run through coupon and discount codes. So a handy way to save you a little bit of money. You also might like Paribus. This app can save you money if prices drop soon after you make a purchase, there's a discount code you forgot, or a competitor has a lower price. You connect your shopping accounts and email with them, and Paribus takes care of the rest. You shop online, like you normally do, and if the price drops, they file a claim with the store so you can get your money back, minus a small cut for them. If you have any other money-saving sites or apps you love and enjoy, please let me know in the show notes. Thank you for listening. As I was putting this episode together, I knew I would need a follow-up show. So, we're going to dig a little deeper with the tech to help you feel more comfortable when you shop around. Now, if you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. You can get the latest episodes as soon as they're released. It's easy and free. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also leave a rating and review of the show on any of those sites. I'd appreciate it, and I would love to hear what you think. It would also be a huge help in getting the word out. The feed is also available on Couple Money Podcasts, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. And if you picked up a laptop that you absolutely love, let me know in the show notes. Until next time, take care.